I just fade away.
I feel it.
Fade away.
How are we not talking about Kanye running for president?
I don't know if I believe it.
Well, here's what he tweeted. He said, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States," and then a American flag, hashtag 2020 vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that was really interesting is Elon Musk responded quickly and said, "You have my full support." Now, the reason why this is crazy is because just last week, Elon Musk and his wife or girlfriend, are they even married? Grimes. They went to Kanye and Kim's house. Everyone was like, why is Elon Musk at Kanye's house? And now everyone's saying it's because Kanye probably told him that he was going to make this announcement and he wanted his support.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those things. I don't even know what to think. I don't know.
Well, okay, so the question is he really running? Is this a publicity stunt, which he's been known to do?
Mm.
Then what's so funny is Twitter blew up, not with the idea of Kanye running, but everybody going, oh my God, that means Kim Kardashian's going to be our first lady.
Right.
So half the people were like, this is awesome. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, White House edition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't wait for that. And then the other half were like, if they make Kim Kardashian our first lady, I am definitely leaving the country.
Twitter blew up by saying, do not vote for Kanye. No matter what, do not vote for him. I kind of agree with that, but I don't know. When you throw them all three into a pile, I think I like Kanye more. That's the bad thing.
Yeah. The thing is, it's too late. You know, in most states, it's too late to throw your hat in the ring for 2020. So if Kanye really was serious and actually was running, which I still think it's a publicity stunt, there's no way he's actually running for president this late in the game. There's no way.
Right.
I can't imagine it. I feel like the few states that can still put him on the ballot is not going to be enough for him to win or to screw with the elections.
And you can write him in, but he's not going to get enough to win the presidency.
Right. But the big question is, you know, who's he taking votes away from? Probably Trump, because Kanye is pretty conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, liberals are not going to vote for Kanye. Black people are not going to vote for Kanye. He's the one that came out and said that black people caused slavery, like slavery is their own fault.
Oh, we could find 10,000 things that Kanye said that makes him ineligible to be a president.
Well, I said he's totally eligible because he's really good at the Twitter ranting. And if you look at our current president, if you're not a Twitter ranter, that seems like a really big qualification.
Yeah, because Biden really doesn't know what a Twitter is. Biden has Twitter, but I guarantee he doesn't do anything with it.
It's a publicity stunt, and we should stop taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm. But everybody's taking it seriously. That's all the talking heads were talking about this morning was that.
No, because they're bored. They're sick of talking about the same thing over and over. It's something new to talk about. And you know what? I don't know why he needs publicity. I'll just put out an album. He just put out a song. I guess it didn't do well enough for him.
Mm-hmm. Where does he stand on masks? Does he want people to wear a mask or not?
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably. Then I can't vote for you then. I mean,
right.
you gotta be behind the mask. If you are for masks, you got my vote. We're going to make it that easy. It's all
really?
Going to be about masks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you tell people they should wear a mask, I'll vote for you. If you tell people not to, then I'm not.
It's not even that. Okay. So Kanye, what's his platform? What you don't even know. What's he feel about the economy? We don't even know. What's his experience with anything political? We don't even know. So it's of course it's a publicity stunt. It's one thing to say that Donald Trump was not qualified. At least he ran businesses, even if you don't think he did well with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is just a celebrity with nothing. He's got nothing.
I thought you would go out and make Kanye 2020 shirts already.
No, I'm sick of people not taking this country seriously. I'm sick of people thinking that they can just throw their hat in the ring and be like, I'm running for president. What are your qualifications? Who are you? What are you going to do for this country? Tell me one thing about your platform. What do you know about education? What do you know about the economy? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, it's such a farce at this point that I feel, as an American, I feel insulted.
And I think if you want this job right now, you're insane. You should be locked away. Because who wants this job? You want to be given this as your legacy? No, I don't want it at all. You want 20% unemployment?
Well, Biden is a lifetime politician. He's been at it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he wants it because that would make sense. I mean, he was...
Still doesn't make any sense why people in their 70s want to be president. Stop it. Just retire. Go to the beach. Live your life there. You don't want to deal with COVID. You don't want to deal with unemployment. You don't want to deal with ISIS. You don't want to deal with none of it.
I want to retire in my 50s. Like, who's going to wait until 70 anymore?
And they want a job. They're going to try to get a job. And it's the worst job in the world. And Trump wants to keep the worst job in the world.
It's amazing, right?
I'm telling you, Camp David has got to be one hell of a place. Because that's, you know, they get to go there all the time.
Yeah.
So it's got to be one hell of a place. And you can get a sandwich made at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is good.
Yeah, you're not walking out of your bedroom in your underwear making a sandwich. You're just picking up the phone, somebody's bringing you a sandwich.
And not just a sandwich, literally any sandwich you want, whatever you're in the mood for.
Right.
They have it all stocked downstairs.
I want a Philly cheesesteak from Philly. I want it directly from Philly, and I want it still warm.
Oh,
Make that happen.
That would be the good thing about being president. You know what I mean? For me, it would just be about room service. And President Lawrence, we got to talk to you about the nuclear codes. I really want salmon from that one place in North Carolina that I went that one time.
Right.
You know, in Asheville. Can you go find that for me?
I can't remember the name of it, but just find it for me. I mean, I got to have it. Ice cream. Just think if you want Ralph's Italian Ice at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I always do.
You can get it.
Yeah.
And they'll.
I'm telling you, that's the beauty of being president right there. That's why you and I should not be president, because that's the only reason why we want to be president. So we can have whatever food we want at any time. No, I want the doctor on call 24/7. That's what I need. As a hypochondriac, oh my God, that would be the reason to be president. Just to always have a doctor. Is this something? No? Okay, thank you. Like, literally just somebody there at any time of the morning to be like, oh my God, I have a headache. Can you call the doctor to bring me an Advil?
Oh, I could be like Michael Jackson and have that doctor on standby all the time to put me to sleep at night.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for him, if you remember.
I know, but you'd have a couple of doctors. You'd have just more than one. So if you're president, you have 3 or 4 doctors. So they're going to get it right, because they're going to have a meeting beforehand.
Oh, wait a minute. Not just regular doctor. You have somebody on standby for Botox.
Any second.
Wait, I think I'm seeing a wrinkle come in.
Right.
Get the doctor in here. Stat. Which one? Botox.
The best Botox doctor in the country. I want him here by tonight.
No, they'd be living there. Oh. You would pay their salary for the year.
They're in the Lincoln bedroom. They just sit there and wait for Botox. It doesn't fall onto what we're going to do for the country.
It's what the country could do for us.
Right.
Yeah, that's why we definitely should not be president.